Hi everyone, I'm Fran Sales, Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. I'm here today with Dennis Martin, President of DemarTech, to talk about best practices for storage in a Hyper-V environment. Hi Dennis, and thanks for being here today.
Hi Fran.
All right, to start off, how is managing storage for a Hyper-V virtual server environment different from managing one for a VMware or Citrix environment?
So we work with VMware and Hyper-V. We haven't done as much with Citrix, but so I'll comment more on Hyper-V versus VMware. Hyper-V, as most people know, of course, runs on top of the regular Windows server. So from the hypervisor viewpoint, everything you've done before with Windows, as far as managing storage, that all still works. It all works exactly the same. You create LUNs, you load drivers, all of that stuff is exactly the same whether you're running in Windows or whether you're running in Hyper-V. The difference is that in the VMs, then you have to decide how you want the storage to get over to the guest VMs that are running. And there are a couple different options. One is you can assign a virtual hard disk and then let the VM, point to that like it's local root drive. Another way you can do it is you can pass access to a SCSI device, which could be a SAS RAID controller, it could be a fiber channel adapter, it could even be iSCSI. You can pass that through and then let the guest VM have access to that and manage it that way. If you're doing it in VMware, you have one set of things you do in the VMware environment, and then it's particular to the VMware environment, and then you have different things you could do in the guest. The other difference is that you don't have to put a file system or any particular file system on the LUNs that you pass to the guests, whereas in VMware, if you want VMware to manage it, you pretty much have to do a VMFS file system. So you've got a little more flexibility, I believe, in doing it in Hyper-V, and the management's a little bit easier.
Okay, so what tools or techniques does Microsoft include with Hyper-V to make managing it easier?
Some of this is sort of what I already said, in that if you know how to do it in Windows, then you know how to do it in Hyper-V. That's the big advantage. Now, of course, when you go into a guest and you create a virtual machine, then, of course, you have to tell it whether you're going to use direct storage from the boot drive, which is where you have the VHD where it lives, or you can specify these other methods. But they're fairly straightforward, and you can basically, what we like to do for data drives anyway, is to do a pass-through so that the hypervisor doesn't really have to do much with it. It just kind of says, here's your adapter, and go for it. So that just makes it just seems to be a lot easier, just the nature of the way it works. If you have a driver for Windows, then it will work. Pretty straightforward.
And can you tell me if there are any third-party tools available to help IT shops manage storage in Hyper-V?
There are lots of third-party tools that work for a lot of different things. You can certainly get third-party tools to help you do backups of VHDs if you don't want to use the native stuff that's in Windows. And there are third-party tools that will help you manage storage regardless of whether it's in Hyper-V or not. So you got the full suite of third-party tools available to you. I don't have a particular favorite one just for doing, the Hyper-V stuff, but there are a great set of tools around.
Great. Lastly, how can IT shops fine-tune performance of storage in a Hyper-V environment?
So there are things you can do depending on the type of storage that you're connecting to that you can do. For example, if you're using fiber channel SAN, there are things you can do with NPIV and get those things to get that sort of tuning done. You want to try and pass through as much as possible, at least for what we like to do, to the guests. So let the guests do as much as it can. You've got similar kinds of things you can do with iSCSI. All of these are really the same things you could do with a native environment. Pretty much all of those work in a Hyper-V environment as well.
Great. Thanks, Dennis.
Good. Thanks, Fred.
And for more information on managing storage in a Hyper-V environment, you can visit searchvirtualstorage.com.